Okay. We are in the still book of Acts. Last Sunday, we finished 25 verses of chapter 8. Today we are going to start from 26 and try to finish this chapter if it is God's will. Shall we go? Please read.
And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a dumb lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, there is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Glory.
And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Amen.
But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities, till he came to Caesarea.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Amen.
Okay, this chapter is very simple and easy to understand. Last week, if you remember, we learned Philip went to Samaria. Signs and wonders and miracles happened. Many lame men got healed. Many demon-possessed people got set free. And there was a joy in the city. Whole city was rejoicing. Philip might be thinking in his heart how God gave him grace to come down to this place, preach the gospel. Many people got saved. Even the man who was doing sorcery got saved. And there was a good time in that city. Anyone would like to stay in that city as long as they want to. Nobody would like to go when people are praising you, people are saying Philip is the great man, doing all kinds of miracles, and people are following you, and many miracles are happening. You do not want to leave the town. But the word of God says, the angel of the Lord came to Philip saying, Arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. Now just think what Philip might be thinking in his heart. I am enjoying my time here. I'm having good time. And here, the angel of the Lord, when you say angel of the Lord, angel has no power to say anything his own. He is just the messenger. So the Lord has to speak to angel to give the message. Sometimes when you say angel of the Lord or angel of the Jehovah, people thinking that is Jesus. But here, the message coming from Jesus through this angel, and he says, rise and go. He tells him where to go. He knows the direction and everything. And now he says, go down south, and that road goes to the Gaza, and that place is a desert place. Now just think, if God tells you something like that, will you just get up and go? You'll be confused. Anyone will say, where am I going? What is the purpose? I'm having good time. Lord, don't you understand? There are so many people are getting saved in Samaria. Miracles are happening. Maybe this is not a Lord. Lord doesn't want me to go to desert. There is nobody to preach. Here the people are listening to me. Why should I go to desert? But he did not question to God. That's what you have to learn. If you are in the Spirit of God, you will understand the Spirit leading you. If you are in the flesh, even though God tells you something, you will not listen.
Amen.
We see this Philip is in the Spirit of the Lord. He is guided by the Spirit of the Lord to go to Samaria. And he preached the gospel. He enjoyed doing the ministry. And now the word of God is telling him to go to desert place. And I was just thinking, how far is that place? And I started looking in that map to figure it out where the place was. And when the place was like where the Philip was, almost 70 or more miles from Samaria. In those days, no taxi, no car, no motorcycle, no bicycle, nothing. And desert place, and you have to go to that place. And he says, rise. When you say rise, maybe you are sleeping. In the night time, or early in the morning, time is not given. He said, rise. So you have to get up from your sleep, get out, and go. And he told him where to go. He's going to, that road going to, starting from Jerusalem, and that goes to Gaza. So he knew one thing, that road has to go from Jerusalem to Gaza. So between that place, something is happening. God did not tell him what. Let's read the verse 27.
And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship.
Now see here, this man is very religious man. He is coming from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. Do you know how many miles? From Ethiopia to Jerusalem, it's a very long journey. But the man is hungry for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't care how long the journey is, I'm going to go. But sometimes the church is maybe 20 minutes ride or 10 minutes ride, but we do not have time to go to church.
Amen. That's right.
This man is going to church from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. It's a long journey. He's a very educated man, highly educated. He's the queen's treasurer. That means he's not ordinary man, highly educated and talented man. He's going to worship the Lord. Some people, when they are highly educated, they forget the Lord. And that's where the confusion comes. When you go to college and higher universities and people are not godly people teaching you the wrong thing. But this man He's a highly educated man, but he's humble. Humble in the spirit. Okay, let's read verse 28.
Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah's prophet.
Now, he's returning from Jerusalem, went to Jerusalem to worship, and now, I don't know, when he was there, somebody was reading the book of Isaiah, I don't know, but somehow, somewhere, even though he heard some message in Jerusalem, he is not satisfied. He wants to learn more.
Amen.
So he got the book and started reading what that man was reading. Let me figure it out. Maybe Rabbi was reading, or maybe somebody was reading, and he wants to know more about that book. Sometime you come to church,
true,
listen to the message, and while going home and somebody meets you, what was the message? I don't know. What was the book? I don't know. Sometime you come late to church and the message is already started. And so what was preaching? I don't know. He was preaching about some man from Ethiopia. What was the message? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
So here this man is coming from Jerusalem. He worshiped the Lord.
Yes.
He come home and coming, but he's reading the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Last Sunday, one sister could not make it to church. So I called her. She says, Pastor Peter, I knew what the subject was. So I was reading that same chapter at home.
Amen.
That's called hunger for the word.
Amen.
Somebody says, well, I miss what so much. I'll ask Pastor Peter, give me CD. And get the CD and put it in the closet. You don't even hear. You know why? One time I gave the CD to many people who asked for it. Only one person called me and said, Pastor Peter, that CD is blank. I said, I gave it to many people, nobody complained. What happened? Nobody hear it, nobody listened it. Kept it in the closet somewhere. So the person who called me from where? From Florida. So I told him, tell me the month, tell me the date, and I checked it, and I sent him a new copy. What I'm trying to say, this man is a hungry man. You're supposed to come to church with the reading the chapter. This is the chapter we are going to learn today, because we are going chapter by chapter. So it's not guessing what message is going to come. You know the book. You should study the book, memorize the book. Read it a couple of times, and so you will know what Pastor Peter or any pastor is preaching from the Word of God. So this man is returning home, book is in his hand, reading the book, and a little bit not understanding what he's reading. But he didn't say, I don't understand. Why I have to read the book when I don't understand? But he kept on reading. Verse 29.
And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot.
Okay, now just think about Philip. Philip started from Samaria. I told you 70 or more miles to go. This man might be tired and weary. He's looking in the desert place and do not know where to go. And he's sitting there, and so happened, before Philip came, chariot already passed where the Philip was. So, here is the Spirit said unto Philip. This is not the evil spirit. This is the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus Christ is talking to Philip. Philip, go further and join that chariot. Now, Philip didn't say, Lord, don't you know I'm tired? I walked this many miles. Why don't you tell that man who has the chariot to stop the chariot so I could reach him? Or tell him to turn around, come to me. Why should I run? But he didn't say a word. Read the verse 30.
And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest?
Now here, Philip, when God said, the Spirit of the Lord says, go and join that chariot. So he runs and listen what the man is reading. After the listening to this scripture, Philip knew what he was reading. Philip understood. So the Philip saying, Sir, what you reading? Are you understanding this? Now just think. Philip has to have courage to ask this question. If somebody looks like a gentleman, have a three-piece suit, and have a beautiful Bible in his hand, and if he's reading John 3:16, are you going to say, do you understand what you're reading? You would not say. You will not have courage. But Philip asked him, are you understanding what you're reading? Now here, this man, eunuch, he is also a great man, queen's treasurer, having the beautiful chariot and sitting there like a king. He did not say to Philip, who are you? You are running in the dusty ground, you don't have even the donkey, and you are asking me, which I am in the chariot, and I am a smart person, asking me what I am reading. But that man didn't say that. Some people sometimes do not know the Bible, and somebody asks them question. If they simply say, I don't know, could you explain? They will say, I know everything. Don't tell me what the Bible is all about. There are so many proud people around and do not know the Word of God. I told you one day, I was preaching, and one man was standing near the pole, listening what I'm preaching. Midnight, I finished the preaching, and I didn't say anything to him, and then I called him, Sir, would you like to give your heart to the Lord? Why, I said, because he has the cigarette in his hand, and while I was preaching, he kept on smoking. It was not the church, it was outdoor. So, when I said, would you like to give your heart, do you know what he said? He said, before the gospel came to you, the gospel came to me. I said, what do you mean? Gospel came to Kerala before it came to North India. I said, sir, I'm so grateful that gospel came to me a little later than you. But I received the gospel. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. How about you? Gospel came to your town before, reached to me, but it didn't come to your heart. What I'm trying to say, there are proud people around.
Amen.
But this eunuch was not a proud man. He was a humble man. He said, how can I understand that some man has to explain to me? Could you come up and sit with me and explain to me? Go ahead. Verse 31.
And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
Okay. See, this man not only saying, I do not understand, I want you to explain to me. But the same time, this Philip might be now dusty and dirty because of running in the dust. He said, come and sit beside me. He gave him a lot of respect. I think in the Spirit of the Lord, or the God Spirit, gave him a hint. This is the man can explain to you. This is the servant of God. So he let him sit with him. Let's read verse following.
The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lion dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
Okay. Now in this scripture, little bit hard to understand. Even today, there are so many Jewish people will not understand what the scripture says. But he says, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears. So open he not his mouth. And then he says, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life was taken from the earth. Then this man says, what is this is all about? The prophet is talking about himself, or he's talking about some other person? So Philip would have said a simple one word. Oh, he's talking about somebody else. And conversation will stop. Right? But the Philip knew that this man is hungry for the Lord. And if somebody asks you a Bible question, you just don't give the answer for that question, but try to give a little bit more inside. So the person will be satisfied. He was talking about Jesus Christ. And let's read the verse 34.
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man?
Verse 35.
Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Okay, he says, same scripture he took, and he says, that sheep was going for a slaughter and looked like a lamb, doesn't say anything, that was Jesus. And he might have said, do you know that John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And this is the Lamb that John the Baptist was talking about. And he says he was so humble. When the judgment came, he did not say anything or fought anything. What did he say? He just kept quiet. And those people did not give him the righteous judgment. Now today, if somebody is guilty, even though he's a murderer, do we kill that person next day or same day because he's a murderer? No. We find so many proofs, and it's a time, it takes a month to prove the case, and then even the person is in a death row, it takes a long time to put that man for the death penalty. Here the Jesus Christ was judged overnight and killed the next day. That's what he's saying. The judgment was not given right to him, and his life was taken from the earth. He was trying to say the unjust people did unjust things to Jesus Christ, but he came and died for you. That's what he was saying. So here is saying Philip started with the same scripture and he ended up with Jesus Christ. And he told him everything about the plan of salvation. Why God sent Jesus Christ as a lamb to die for the mankind. And he gave everything. Not only that, while he was talking about Jesus Christ, while he was talking about salvation, he told the man about water baptism and everything. How do we know? When we read, you will know. Please read.
And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?
Now see, if Philip didn't say anything about water baptism, why this eunuch has to say, here is the water? Philip started from the salvation, water baptism, and everything about Jesus Christ. And the man was convinced in his heart. And he was bubbling in his heart. Whenever I can see the water, I will ask this man to baptize me. But there are so many people today, They can hear about water baptism year after year after year, but they still do not want to take water baptism. When I heard about water baptism, first time in my life, immersion baptism, and I was so much hungry to be baptized, I said to the pastor, please baptize me right now. The man says, no, we will baptize you once in a month. We have baptism service. I said, no, sir. I want baptism right now. They have to take a taxi, and then we have to go to shore, and they baptize me immediately. What I'm trying to say, once you know the truth, you don't wait
for
another minute.
Amen.
For doing anything good. You should do it right away.
Yes, sir.
But we are not serious about those things. As soon as people get saved, healed, and delivered, and set free, they should be baptized right away, just like eunuch. You should not be wasting time. Sometimes some churches, they have like 7 days or 7 weeks to study just to join their church. You don't need 7 weeks, 7 days to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As soon as you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, next step is water baptism. But nowadays, now people are so much confused about water baptism, that's why I take a special time to teach you about water baptism. Because there are people baptizing in Jesus' name, and I get so many letters and so many ministers ask me the question, what is the right baptism? Not only that, other day one person, he used to come here, God blessed him and healed him. And he went to another church, a Methodist church. And when he went there, they had a baptism service. And I believe he heard me saying about immersion baptism and things like that. So what happened when he went and there was a baptism service, the Methodist pastor baptized him immersionally in a somebody's church. Now somebody will say, oh, that's a good thing that man did. But according to the word of God, he did the wrong thing. Somebody say, how do you know he did the wrong thing? Let me tell you. First of all, if you know about water baptism, you should be baptized first before you baptize somebody else. You understand the point?
That's right.
Amen. You cannot say, I don't want the immersion baptism, but I'll baptize you.
Oh, no.
That's the wrong thing to do.
That's right. Amen.
So he might be trying to please the man, baptizing him, but he is not himself baptized.
That's right. Amen.
That's the one thing. Another thing, if you want to take immersion baptism, you take it from the right person.
Amen.
Who is the right person to baptize you? The person who is born again, person is baptized immersionally by the man who was spirit-filled, that person's baptism is right. And that person has authority to baptize somebody else.
That's right. Hallelujah. Amen.
But if somebody baptized by just Methodist pastor, and then he started his ministry, and he's saying, I was immersionally baptized, now I can baptize somebody else. I would ask that person, who baptized you? And then he says, Methodist pastor baptized me. Does he believe in water baptism? Did he take the water baptism? No, then your baptism is wrong, and you cannot baptize somebody else.
That's right.
So these things you have to learn.
Amen. Amen.
If you do not learn, you would not know.
That's right.
Somebody would say, could you baptize me? And somebody said, okay, I baptize you. And anybody goes and baptize anybody. One day I was going for baptism service and a couple of people are running ahead of me. And they just went and dipped in the water and came back. Pastor Peter, we already baptized ourselves. So what we should say, okay, that's okay. As long as you baptize yourself, it doesn't work that way.
That's right.
We have to tell the people, you just took a shower or you just took a dip in the water. It's not a water baptism.
That's right.
It has to be authorized by the power of God.
Amen.
So this man realized, when Philip is sitting there, he might have said to him, You know who I am? I am the man of God. I already baptized hundreds and thousands of people in Samaria. And then God has told me to go and see you here. And I was tired and weary, but I ran here and thank God that you gave me a chance to sit here.
Amen.
And now I'm explaining to the plan of salvation. So this man was excited. And when he saw the water, he says, is this water is okay? What Philip says, let's read.
And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said,
hold on. Now here he says, Philip says, if you believe, you can have the baptism.
Amen.
Now here says, what you should believe. He says, yes, I believe. What do you believe? He just said, if you believe in your heart, from the answer that you now give, from that you know what Philip taught him.
Amen.
Please read.
Amen.
Please read now.
And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Ah, that's what he believed.
Glory.
You cannot say, do you believe in water baptism? Yes. Here is the baptism. You don't believe in water baptism. You believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You believe in the Son of God. That's why you have to be baptized. Not because I believe in immersion baptism and give me baptism.
Amen.
But I'm not even saved. There are so many people, baptized people, and people are not even saved. Why are they baptizing them? They baptize them to get the membership. And that's why they baptize. And when they baptize them, their number goes up. Some people say, you put the dry sinner in the water and take the wet sinner out of the water.
Amen.
Nothing changed.
Amen.
But the baptism is not to change. Baptism is to people who are already changed.
Amen. Amen.
Baptism is for the people who are born again children of God.
Amen.
And wants to identify
right.
with the Christ.
Oh, yes.
If you are born again, and never identify with Jesus Christ, that means you do not want to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, I'm not ready. Look at this Enoch. He was a gentleman wearing the very best suit he had because he went to worship the Lord. And he is in a chariot. Now, when he saw the water, and if you would have said, Philip, I want to be baptized, but not in this water. I'm going to take you to the synagogue. Let's go back to Jerusalem. And then I'll go to the synagogue, means the church, and get the water in the golden cup. And then you can sprinkle on my head. I believe that will be enough. But I don't think Philip would agree.
That's right.
Philip told him that you have to be immersed in the water.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
So that's why he said, if this water is okay, Philip did not say this water looked dirty or this water is deep or this water is cold or hot. He says what? If you believe.
That's right.
If you believe, then what he says? I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
Then
Amen.
If you believe Jesus Christ yes. as the Son of God,
Amen.
Then you can. Let's read the following verse.
And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
Okay. Now here is saying, both of them went to the water. One day we went to one church, arrange the water, and I said, we need water warm. They said, oh sure, water will be warm. And the December month, when I went there to check the water was freezing cold. I came and asked the believers, I said, water is very cold. To take the baptism in the water, one person will take a minute or 30 seconds. But there are 19 or 13 people, I forgot.
Wow. Wow.
We're ready for baptism. I said, I will be the one standing in the water longer than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready. Are you ready? Everybody says, we are ready. I baptized everybody in that freezing cold water. But I prayed, Lord, I don't want anybody even sneezing or catching a cold. My wife had a tea, coffee, and carrot cake and everything ready. And we did not have any problem. Not a single person was sick. And one of that person is sitting right here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you can see, when your heart is ready,
amen,
you will never say, oh, no, no, water is cold. Can you wait one more week? We can do it. But then, when your heart is ready, then you will not worry about what kind of situation is. I baptized people in a freezing cold in February, December, January, and every season. Okay, let's go finish this chapter.
And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Now see, they went in the water together. Eunuch was baptized. They came out. Now eunuch might be very happy. He want to maybe change this wet cloth to another cloth. Philip doesn't have a pair of clothes with him. God picked Philip and gave him the helicopter ride spiritually, took it from the Gaza, and when the eunuch dressed up, changed, looking here and there, Philip is gone. But he didn't say, who was that man? I have to find out. But he was rejoicing. He was not looking for Philip anymore. He was thanking God. Amen. What God has done for him. Some people are looking at the pastor.
Amen.
If the pastor falls,
yes,
whole church,
oh, yes,
is gone.
Right. Amen.
Don't looking in the pastor or leader. Looking unto Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you follow the man,
right,
you will fall. There was a one denomination, and they were making their leader as a god. I went there, and they start saying, oh, this man should come to our convention, and this man can do miracle. And I was sitting there. I said, what man? They said, such and such a man. I said, that man is standing today. Tomorrow, that man will be fallen. What you will do then? And exactly happened. Their leader fell in sin. So what I'm trying to say, don't exalt the man of God.
That's right.
Exalt Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
When you start exalting the man of God too much, then he is losing his blessings.
Amen.
Exalt Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is the one. The word of God says, when you exalt Jesus Christ up, I will draw all men to His love. We have to rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Rejoice in our salvation.
Amen.
Don't get depressed. I don't know who that man was and who brought you to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one concerned about your soul. Looking unto Jesus Christ. If the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do something, you are not going to feel sorry.
Amen.
You will feel, I did the right thing.
Amen. Yes.
So he was rejoicing. And then what happened? But Philip was found, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Amen.
Even though God took him from Gaza, was a desert place, and God put him in the place where the city you're supposed to preach. So Philip came. And with the word of God says, every city, wherever he went, start preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. How many houses you pass when you go to your room or your own single house or row house? How many houses you have to pass? Did you talk to them yet? If you didn't, this is the month. try to visit every house and tell them, I want to know if you know Jesus Christ. True. I am a child of God. I want to invite you to our church. I want to know what is your need. I want to be a blessing to you in this Christmas month. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for saving us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to be baptized.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, giving us grace to be dedicated to serve you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all these blessings. Philip was called to serve the food, and today we heard he preached the gospel in Samaria. Hundreds and thousands of people got saved, healed, delivered, and set free. And still when God spoke to him, he was able to go to a desert place and meet this man and baptize him according to the word of God. Lord Jesus, give us that kind of hunger and thirst.
Yes.
All our tiredness, all our weariness, we put it in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, give us grace to live a clean and holy life. And give us grace to live for you and for your glory.
Yes.
Our life in this earth is not for us. It's for you.
Thank you,
use it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen
and amen. Please be seated.